Members of the Electoral College will meet on Monday to cast their votes for President of the United States. Meanwhile, movements are surging around the country to try to get Republican electors not to vote for Donald Trump. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
People unhappy with Trump's victory last month have rallied, petitioned, and posted pleas on social media, encouraging Utah's members of the Electoral College not to cast a vote for the president-elect. Daniel Brezanoff is a social worker in California, but he started an online petition that's garnered nearly 5 million signatures. He also penned a letter to members of the Electoral College that appeared in Utah's daily newspapers earlier this week. It asks them not to vote for Trump on Monday.
Our open letter is letting them know that millions of Americans affirm their right to vote their conscience and that this is the time to do that, to stop Donald Trump from becoming commander-in-chief.
Utah law requires electors to vote for the candidate that carried the state. If they vote for another candidate, the vote will not be counted and the elector will be replaced. Sherilyn Eager is one of Utah's six Republican electors. While she's received hundreds of letters and messages asking her to reconsider, Eager says she'll proudly cast her vote for Donald Trump.
The reason why we have an electoral college is so that the smaller states, such as Utah, are not overlooked.
Though Trump did not win the popular vote, Eager says she thinks most Utahns respect the process of choosing electors to vote in a president.
There is no election system that is going to be flawless, but you don't change the rules of the game, not even the NFL does, in the middle of it.
Eager and the five other electors will probably endure a few more days of calls, letters, and emails before they cast their votes on Monday at the state capitol. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.